This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. We have time for you. If you want to join us, you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and Skype username here in moments. Also, an update on the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. What is the latest out there? The YouTube channel that had been streaming on a relatively frequent basis over the last week, Defend Your Base is what it's called, has not had a fresh video in 22 hours. So an unusual amount of time for silence in this particular case. Normally the channel's sort of on and off. They, you know, transmit a few times a day, updates on what's going on.
You'd think if the state agents had grabbed them that we'd get some kind of, hey,
that they'd be crowing about it.
Yeah, they're in custody now.
You would think. So far, there's no information. We'll give you updates as they are delivered, and there's some information on why people can't reach them, or perhaps why the folks there can't be reached by phone at this point. And our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to comment on that. That's 855-450-3733. But we're going to actually start with a special guest here tonight. We don't normally have guests on Free Talk Live. It is an open phones show, so you can call in about anything. But every now and then, we'll bring somebody in here to talk about something that you or I, Mark, think is pretty important. And I think Bitcoin is pretty darn important. So we've got Roger Veer on the line with us here via Skype. Hey, Roger.
Hey, guys. Always great to be with you. And welcome back, Mark.
Thank you very much, Roger.
Yeah, you're actually an hour ahead of us right now in St. Kitts, where we are talking to you on Skype. So
tell me how the future is, Roger.
It's about 1 hour better than it was an hour ago.
So here we are, 7 years into...
If you can tell me what the Bitcoin price is in an hour, I can make some money.
Yeah, couldn't we all?
So we're 7 years now into Bitcoin. This thing started back in 2009, I believe early 2009. So it's been an amazing 7 years. The price of Bitcoin has been, what, floating at around 370, 380, somewhere in that range, I think.
Today
yeah. $380 per U.S. dollars per Bitcoin. And, Roger, you were one of the earliest adopters of Bitcoin. People have called you Bitcoin Jesus because you're very good at sort of proselytizing the good word of Bitcoin. So for our listeners that are, let's say, new to the concept, as many of them might be, how do you boil down Bitcoin? What is the elevator pitch to somebody who might ask, what is Bitcoin?
So Bitcoin is the first time in the entire history of the world in which anyone can now send and receive any amount of money with anyone, anywhere else, instantly, basically for free, although there's a little bit of a discussion going on there. It's slightly more expensive than it used to be, but it's still pretty darn close to free. And there's absolutely nothing that anybody can do to stop it. So it works for anyone in any country, regardless of where they were born, what color their skin is, what color their passport is. Like, it doesn't matter. Anyone can use it anywhere. And one of the best reasons that I'm sure your listeners have been hearing about it over and over is that you can save 10, 20, 30% just by using Bitcoin at saveitpurse.com.
Yeah.
So that's the main reason for non-philosophically motivated people to use Bitcoin.
Right.
But there's lots of wonderful reasons for people that are excited about smaller government and people having more control over their personal lives to use Bitcoin as well.
Yeah, anything that takes power out of the hands of the state or the bankers in this case, state and the bankers have no control over Bitcoin, and that's frustrating to some of the states out there. So that's why New York, for instance, passed Bitcoin regulations, or I guess it was in 2015 when those went into effect and basically killed off a lot of Bitcoin businesses there in New York. But thankfully, most places haven't done that. And even if the regulations are passed, that doesn't stop people from using Bitcoin because the government can't stop Bitcoin. All they could really do was target like the big businesses that were trying to operate in New York State because it's easy to go after a central authority. And, of course, government's good at doing that. But Bitcoin has no central authority, does it, Roger?
No, there isn't any central authority. That's what makes it so exciting. So if PayPal starts allowing people to, you know, buy and sell marijuana online with PayPal, you know, the DEA and FBI is instantly going to be knocking at the door of the PayPal headquarters and maybe arresting the executives and seizing their servers. But with Bitcoin, there's no office for them to go to. There's no executives to arrest. There's, you know, no place to complain to. And the only way to stop Bitcoin would be to shut down the entire internet in the entire world and keep it turned off. And that's not really an option. So it makes Bitcoin really, really exciting from that perspective, and that there is no one in control. So everyone's simply in control of their own Bitcoins. And it's a really, really exciting world-changing technology. Because of that.
Yeah, so we are the world monetary system is basically controlled by a very small amount of people, and what they're able to do is they're able to control humanity because of their control of the monetary system. And that means, you know, they effectively operate as a monopoly, and monopolies tend to provide bad customer service. They tend to provide high pricing. And that's what we see in the area of money conveyance. We see high prices. We see bad customer service. It takes a long time to transmit money from one location to another. It takes and it costs a lot of money. Try when, you know, if you're working in one country and you want to send some money back home to another country, it's extraordinarily expensive.
It sure is, but Bitcoin makes it easy.
Yeah, it does. Now, there is... Well, when you say there's no centralization, that's a true statement. But there are head programmers. There are people who, a small group of people who are the most active with programming Bitcoin because it's a program and it can be upgraded over time, made better. And it has been. But as of the last year or two, I don't know how long this debate's been going on, but there's been a debate within the Bitcoin community and specifically within the head programmers of Bitcoin, which is a group that's, I believe, as small as four or five people. That they can't agree on the future direction of Bitcoin. And it's important to try to make this concept as understandable to a you know, general audience as possible. You've got this decentralized currency that essentially can be changed by the programmers if they all agree on it. But in this case, they don't agree. And so what seems to be happening is what's called a hard fork, where some of the programmers are saying, well, we think it should go this direction, and the other programmers are saying, well, no, we think we should stay the way it's going. But the people who want to change the direction of the programming of Bitcoin, basically what they have to do, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Roger, is they have to sort of release their own Bitcoin software and then try to make it popular enough to where the supermajority of Bitcoin users or Bitcoin miners are using that. And then ultimately that would result in a what's called a hard fork, where the Bitcoin community would then go and the software would go in the direction of the majority of the people. Is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty close, although it's a really, really tall order and really, really difficult to do, because most of the people that were involved in Bitcoin early on and the influential people are, you know, libertarian voluntarists, you know, maybe even use the word anarchist types there in the good sense. But you know, it's like herding cats. How do you get all these rugged individualists to all agree to what the changes should be? So it's been an ongoing debate on the internet for several years now. But at the same time, the only reason this is even a debate is Bitcoin's kind of a bit of a victim of its own success at this point. So Bitcoin's been around a little over 7 years. Around 6.5 years ago, so when Bitcoin was less than a year old, people realized that one potential attack vector for bad people to do bad things to Bitcoin would be to have blocks that are, you know, just giant in size and fill up the blockchain in that size. So in the beginning, there was no limit to the size of each block. And then as a way to avoid that attack from being an attack vector, they put what was supposed to be a temporary limit of 1 megabyte per block. And then now that
the blocks, for listeners that don't know what that is, a block is, what is that exactly?
Sure. So what makes Bitcoin work and why it's censorship resistant and no one can control it is Bitcoin has a ledger, and that ledger keeps track of exactly who has what Bitcoin and every transaction that's ever happened in the entire history of Bitcoin. And just like PayPal has that sort of thing with their accounts, but PayPal's ledger is on their servers, in their office, in their data center, in maybe Silicon Valley or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin's ledger is called the blockchain. But instead of that ledger being on one computer in one data center somewhere with maybe one or two offsite backups, that ledger is on everybody's computer around the entire planet that's running the Bitcoin software. So it's on tens of thousands of computers around the world. And all those computers that have a copy of this ledger called the blockchain update that ledger in sync with each other on average once every 10 minutes. And each additional update to that ledger is 1 megabyte in size, is the maximum size of the update. Whereas at this point now, there's so many people using Bitcoin around the world that just about every update is about one full megabyte. So if more than that, more people start to use it, and there's more than 1 megabyte's worth of transactions every 10 minutes, that creates a problem. How do we store all those
transactions? It creates kind of a backup, a queue,
right,
if you will.
Right. So now that's what everybody's been debating for the last couple of years on the Internet is, should we raise 1 megabyte to 2 megabytes or 10 megabytes or 20 megabytes? Or what should we do in the future in regards to that?
Yeah, I wondered the same thing.
Well, stand by, Roger. Can you stick with us for another segment to discuss Bitcoin?
Absolutely.
Roger Veer is here with us, and you can join us if you maybe got a question for Roger. I'm sure he'll be happy to take your calls. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. What's the split all about? We'll find out.
Are you thinking about your Medicare benefits right now? You know, Original Medicare may not cover all of your needs, and the deadline to choose your plan is rapidly approaching. Plus, whatever Medicare plan you choose is locked in for a full year, so the wrong choice could cost you thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs. At Health Markets, we can help you find a plan to minimize those costs with one free phone call. You could spend hours doing all the research yourself, or our licensed agents can do it for you for free. Call Health Markets now for free help.
800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. Again, that's 800-978-4818. Health Market Insurance Agency, the DBA of Insteer Insurance Solutions. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free here to join us. Maybe you've got a question for Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus. He's on the line with us right now to discuss the latest controversy within the Bitcoin community, specifically over the future of the Bitcoin software that sort of powers it all and makes it all possible. We're going to continue with that. Now, if you've got a question for him, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Roger mentioned saveitpurse.com, and it was Roger who turned me on to Purse about a year ago. I tried them out, was blown away by them, and then they actually approached us and asked if we wanted to partner up with some promotional stuff. So we came up with saveitpurse.com. It's a website that you can go through, and then when you do that, Free Talk Live gets a very small portion of your future purchases. And what it allows you to do is to spend Bitcoin through saveitpurse.com on your Amazon purchases. And you can save up to 50% off. No kidding. I just recently, in my last two transactions, I went for 50% off, and I got it. Ordered a couple of USB cables, like decent quality USB cables that normally would be $7 or whatever, half off with saveitpurse.com. Now, Purse does take a fee, so it really comes out to more like 35% off. But even so, 20, 30, 35%, that's a huge discount off of what Amazon already, you know, has as decent prices. So if you want to get started with that, go to saveitpurse.com. Now, if you're totally new to Bitcoin, then you need to start at bitcoin.com, and that's some of the work that Roger's been doing has been bringing Bitcoin to people and helping them understand it. And bitcoin.com is a great starting point to really kind of learn about Bitcoin, get the basics, get a Bitcoin wallet, which is free. Anyone can get a Bitcoin wallet like right now. You don't have to jump through some sort of application hoops. And Roger's back on with us here from St. Kitts. Roger, welcome back.
Well, glad to be back. And thank you guys for turning me on to Bitcoin. So I'm glad I told you about saveitpurse.com, but you guys are the ones who told me about Bitcoin. So thank you.
Yeah, well, you caught the vision, unlike Mark and I. We were just reporting on it. But, man, you really caught the value of what Bitcoin really could mean to the world as this decentralized currency that can empower the individual and get their money out of the hands of the state and out of the hands of these big banks that historically in our lifetimes and previous generations' lifetimes have. You know, it's the state and the banks that have controlled money. And I don't know if it was Rothschild, I think it was, who said that, you know, he who controls the money controls everything. I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, it was something like that. And he's right. I mean, if the state and the banks are controlling money, then we are at their mercy. But if the people are controlling the money, and that's what Bitcoin allows them to do, then that completely changes the game, doesn't it?
It sure does, and we're seeing it happening right before our eyes all over the world.
Now, folks can go to Bitcoin.com to get started, but what we were talking about before was the split within the Bitcoin community, specifically in the programming, because there's these programmers who work a lot on Bitcoin, and they can't come to an agreement on how large something called the block size is. And you were explaining the blockchain, which is this distributed, decentralized ledger of all of the transactions that have ever happened on Bitcoin from the very beginning. Each person who's a miner, each person who's running a full node on their computer, they have all of this data, and it's something like, I don't know, 20 gigs or something close to that at the moment. And so the disagreement is over the size of these blocks that are supposed to go onto the blockchain and that has a bunch of the transactions listed in them. And you're saying that right now the Bitcoin network is sort of maxed out at this 1 megabyte limit that the old software has had. And some people are saying it needs to go up to 2 megs. Others are saying it needs to go higher. And some are saying, no, it needs to stay right where it is. Where are you weighing in on this, Roger, and why?
So just to give people a little bit of an idea about my background and maybe why I think this. So before Bitcoin, I spent the last 15-plus years selling computer components, specifically computer memory. And I remember when I first got started selling memory, I was selling 8 megabyte memory modules, and I was selling them for $650 each. And today they're literally garbage. You have to pay someone to take away 8 megabyte memory modules. So there's lots and lots of people that are thinking, you know, oh my God, the Bitcoin blockchain is going to be too big and there's not going to be enough room to store it. Nobody's going to want to have it on their computer. But, you know, if you're over the age of, you know, 20, just think back a few years ago when you were a kid and think about what size was your first hard drive in your computer. Mm. And whereas today for, you know, $150, you could buy a 6 terabyte hard drive. And if you save at purse.com, you can get that same one for $100. So 6 terabytes, that's 6 1,000 gigabytes. That's 600,000 megabytes, right? That's just a gigantic number, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I just saw in the news recently that a 10 terabyte drive is now available on the market. So I think these people that are worried that increasing the block size from 1 megabyte every 10 minutes to 2 megabytes every 10 minutes, I think it's just an irrational fear. Computers are getting better, storage is getting bigger, and everything's getting cheaper all the time. So I don't think it's any sort of problem whatsoever.
The 10 megabyte limit, or are you saying no limit at all?
It can certainly be a heck of a lot bigger than the 1 megabyte that it is at the moment. And there's lots of other technologies that are really cool and really useful to help cram even more transactions into each 1 megabyte of space. So, but at the end of the day, 1 megabyte can only hold 1 megabyte worth of data, no matter how you shuffle around and fit the different data things in there. So 10 megabytes, if you're using the same data compression technologies, will be able to hold 10 times as much as 1 megabyte. So
my understanding is you've thrown your weight behind something new that hasn't yet been released called Bitcoin Classic that is proposing a 2 megabyte block limit. You were behind Bitcoin XT. These are these different versions of Bitcoin that are sort of competing to be the future of Bitcoin. Bitcoin XT, I believe, is proposing an 8 megabyte limit, but you've walked away from that, and so has others. What's happened there?
So there's a whole bunch of arguing and infighting within the Bitcoin community as to what the best way to scale Bitcoin to allow more people to use it. And to be clear, I'm on the side of whatever technologies work best to let more people around the world use Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And I think there's lots and lots of different things that can help with that. But one really super easy, low-hanging piece of fruit in that respect is to just increase the size of the blocks every 10 minutes from 1 megabyte. And the reason people are advocating 2 megabytes now is because we're hoping that shouldn't be contentious. I mean, 2 megabytes, the average web page is bigger than 2 megabytes today.
Yeah, 2 megabytes is nothing.
It should be a problem, and I think we have the majority of the community on board with that, but there's a few very vocal people that, and there's even some people, if you believe it or not, they claim that 1 megabyte per block is too big, and that should be decreased.
What is it that, now I remember the old, there was this software called Bitcoin XT that had been released by one of the original programmers of Bitcoin. Gavin Andreessen was behind this. And I'm running it right now on my computer. The idea was that there needed to be 75% of the Bitcoin miners that had to switch to this. This new Bitcoin Classic that has yet to be released, what will the percentage, is it still 75%? Do you need to get that many people on board with it?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it comes down to the mining power there. So I believe it's 75% is the threshold for that one as well. But I'm still running Bitcoin XT on my laptop because Bitcoin Classic isn't really out yet.
Right.
But I know recently on the air you read about one of the Bitcoin core developers who basically got fed up with all the arguing and censorship and this and that and called it quits and went to work for some banks. That's the main guy that was behind Bitcoin XT as well. And,
okay.
Very, very smart guy. We're sorry to see him leave.
What do you think about what he said? I mean, he said Bitcoin's done for.
Every single other person who's ever said that has been wrong, and he's wrong too.
Okay.
So, I like him. He's a smart guy, but he's wrong on that.
He's a jaded programmer.
But I share his frustration with specifically the censorship that's been going on in regards to anybody that's even proposing raising the block size limit. There's one particular person who's been around Bitcoin for a long, long time.
Hold that thought, Roger. If you want to stick with us, you're welcome to. Roger Veer's with us. If you've got a question, 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us here via Skype, but you can't ask a question of Roger Ver if you call via Skype. So if you're on Skype, you're just going to have to wait on hold, and we'll get to you once we wrap up with Roger, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus. He's on with us from St. Kitts. And, Roger, we've been discussing the blockchain or the block size debate. You're saying there's censorship going on within the Bitcoin community. There's one person in particular who – is this one of the core developers who is censoring people? I don't know who you're talking about.
No, he's not a core developer, but one of the real disappointing things is that he's been censoring anybody speaking out in favor of things that maybe are not in line with what a certain segment of the core developers are in favor of. And so the core developers have been rather quiet in their disapproval of the censorship. And I would really like to see them come out much more forcefully saying, hey, censorship isn't the solution to having a disagreement. The solution is free and open debate so that people can figure out what the right course of action is.
So where is this person in charge? I mean, obviously the internet's a big place. This guy can't be in charge of every Bitcoin website. So where does this person have dominion over that are these areas of censorship that people should be aware of?
Yeah, on Reddit, there's two main competing discussion forums, which are r/Bitcoin. And everything, you know, is censored over there at this point, unless it's something that he approves of. Mm-hmm. But there's r/BTC, which is the abbreviation for Bitcoin, and that's free and open, and it's really picking up steam. It just passed 10,000 members in the last couple of days.
Cool.
This guy also controls what up till recently has been the most popular forum online, which is bitcointalk.org. But luckily, there's a forum at bitcoin.com now, which is free and open, and people can talk about whatever they want over there without having to worry about their posts being deleted.
So bitcoin.com, one of the main sites where people can go to learn more about Bitcoin, also has a forum where people can go and discuss a lot of these changes that may be on the horizon for Bitcoin. I know that once Bitcoin Classic is released, we'll certainly find out about it. I signed up for their email list, so I'm excited to get behind something that's going to allow for more transactions. But we had TJ the Spy was in the studio a moment ago trying to explain to us why what should happen instead of increasing the block size, in his opinion, was something about how people should pay more, like that the fees should go up, that people, there should be market competition for fees. What's the argument there? Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it, but I think that seems pointless, right? Like, and at the end of the day, also, it doesn't matter, like, if there's only 1 megabyte worth of room for transactions, even if everybody starts paying $100 per transaction, there's still just enough room for 1 megabyte's worth of transactions. The easy and simple solution is to, make more room on the Bitcoin bus there, increase it from 1 megabyte to 2 megabyte, and then from there, 4 and 8, and maybe even bigger and bigger after that.
So who decides what the which path we go in the hard fork? Is it the miners or the people that use Bitcoin?
Yeah, there's no clear answer to that question, and that's why so much arguing is happening on the Internet. It's kind of everybody and nobody all at the same time.
Okay.
I thought it was the mining power. I thought it was 75% of the miners or whatever had to go for the change.
Kind of, but another option would be if all the users don't like that, they can switch to a different mining algorithm that would make the mining hardware that's being used currently obsolete. So there's been people threatening to do that sort of thing as well. So the users can revolt, the miners can revolt, everybody can revolt, but everybody realizes that being on the same blockchain and using the same currency is the most convenient thing to do and the easiest for everybody and the safest and the best long-term solution. The problem is just agreeing what the characteristics of that blockchain should be.
It would seem really hard to get the miners to agree to taking lower fees, potentially cutting their fees in half. If you increase the block size by, 100%, then theoretically you're going to cut the transfer fee by 50%. So, I mean, isn't that a bit of a conundrum?
Well, it doesn't really work like that, because currently every update to this Bitcoin blockchain, which is called a block, 25 new Bitcoins come into existence, and the miners receive those 25 new Bitcoins. The total fees in that block is maybe like 0.002 Bitcoins or something like that. So the ratio of fees to Bitcoins that are released as part of each new block, or the fee part, is very, very inconsequential at this point. In the future, it's thought that that'll be bigger and bigger, but Bitcoin is still very small in the grand scheme of things.
All right, I think I'm out of questions. Mark, you got anything else for Roger Ver while we're here?
I guess the worst case scenario that I see here is if Bitcoin decides not to grow, is that it essentially becomes the bearer bond of digital currencies. It will be theoretically the big boy on the block, and some other digital currency will be the thing that people use to do day-to-day transactions, but they store their wealth in Bitcoin. Is that what you foresee?
Yeah, I think if this restriction on the number of people that can participate in Bitcoin lasts much longer, it'll force more and more people onto using alternative cryptocurrencies. And there's, great websites like Shapeshift.io make it super easy to convert your Bitcoins to Dogecoins or Darkcoins or whatever other coins you want to convert them to. And it looks like that's maybe what will wind up having to happen in the future. But it seems really sad and unnecessary from my point of view. And if people want to learn more, Bitcoin.com has all that sorts of information. There's a great news site. There's a forum. We started our own podcast. There's all sorts of stuff going on
over
there.
Well, it's a little premature to announce the death of Bitcoin, right? I mean, Bitcoin Classic has yet to come out, and this is the thing that you're behind. And there's a list of groups and, like, big Bitcoin companies that are behind this. Like, can you rattle off a few that are excited about this new Bitcoin Classic thing?
Almost everybody, and I apologize if I didn't explain clearly. I don't think that this means the death of Bitcoin if nothing happens. The exact opposite is what I think there. But almost all the major companies are behind this. So, for example, companies are supporting a raise of the Bitcoin block size from 1 megabyte to 2 megabyte to start. Is blockchain.info. That's the world's largest and most popular Bitcoin wallet by far. Coinbase.com, which is by far the easiest way to buy Bitcoins in the United States and a bunch of other countries as well. Zappo.com, which is another great Bitcoin wallet. Bitcoin.com, Bread Wallet, OK Coin. There's just a whole bunch. There's a whole giant list over at BitcoinClassic.com.
So basically, we're just waiting for this software to come out so people can start adopting it and work toward that 75%. Is there any kind of ETA on this, or is it just like when it's done, it'll come out?
I think we're probably talking about days, not weeks at this point before it'll come out. There's actually binaries available now, so if you're an extra computer nerd, you can compile them and run them yourself. And so probably within a few more days here, we'll have the executables available for downloads that anybody can just, you know, that just has basic knowledge of how to use a computer will be able to install it here pretty quickly.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to moving this debate forward and getting an answer so the so we're not in a holding pattern anymore in the Bitcoin universe, because it definitely seems like the price of Bitcoin took a hit after that main programmer walked away from the project, although it seems to have recovered since then as well. So hopefully people will be able to get behind this and get excited about putting Bitcoin out there and growing it. And you've done a great job at helping with that with Bitcoin.com. Roger Veer, anything else you want to share with our audience tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, Bitcoin is far from dead. All these problems that we've been discussing are a sign of its success. These are only problems because so many people around the world started using Bitcoin. If people weren't using it all over the world, none of these things would even be an issue at all.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
These are a sign of success.
Good perspective. Roger Veer, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live by Skype tonight. Appreciate it. You want to join us? You can do that. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username, if you'd like to jump on there, you can connect to username lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request first, and then once you do that, we'll approve it, and you'll be good to go to call us from there. Let's go to Alex. He's on the line in Albuquerque, also on via Skype. Go ahead, Alex.
Hi, Ian and Mark.
Hey there.
Nice to tune in.
Love
here. I'm calling in from Skype. I just want to thank Mark for not leaving the show. And I just want to give you guys a perspective of me being a longtime fan. I've been listening to you guys for almost 10 years, and I've never called in before because...
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, I'm a podcast listener. I mean, it took me a long time to even figure out how to listen to you live tonight. I mean, it's just, I'm just not a radio listener, and I listen to you guys because of how much I love you as
Aww.
A fan. And I mean, you.
All right, thank you. No more gushing. We're going to get to the point of your call because I know there was a point. So stand by. Alex is with us here, and he's in Albuquerque, and you can join us also via Skype if you'd like. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're not a smoker, please cover your ears because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-691-5458. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can join us online any old time you want at freetalklive.com. Exposing the secrets and uncovering the lies, that's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. So go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we go back to Alex on the line via Skype in Albuquerque. Alex, you were saying you had a tough time tuning us in online. Have you considered trying the radio? You know we're on in Albuquerque on Kiva, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of my point in calling is that I'm not a radio listener, but I've been a fan of you guys for like going on 10 years. I've been an amplifier, and I didn't know about Mark asking for more donations and threatening to quit the show until after he was already back. Because, you know,
I'm a little behind.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of how I listen to your show, and I don't think I'm not the only one, because I put on your podcast while I'm working and I kind of zip through them, and, you know, I just really, but I think you guys don't realize, and especially you, Mark, how good you really are at what you do. And I do mean you guys as a duo. I mean, the other hosts are great, they're knowledgeable, but you two, I mean, I work in the film business and we have a name for it, it's called The Talent, and you two are The Talent. You guys have an amazing relationship, and you're the two smartest people I feel like that are on the air in anything, and I rely on you guys. I tune in when I have Well, I mean, I should listen more, and
you
I don't have time.
Ian is the second smartest person on the radio?
Yeah, actually, I do. And I agree with Ian in almost every case. I mean, I'm a voluntarist, and I'm a loudmouth. I'm crazy too, and people think I'm crazy. But Mark, you're the everyman, and you're more than the everyman. You've been to jail. You have a farm. You have kids. You have a family. I mean, I think you're an important asset to the show, and I understand how you feel overworked, and I think you spend, I mean, from what I understand, you guys spend all day selling ads and things like that, and I just think if you want any advice about the next stage in your life or, you know, what you want to do next, because it feels like you're at a tipping point here, is I think you guys, both of you, really need to expand your personalities, and meaning, what I mean is trying to, like, be more of a celebrity, because you have the smarts, you have the charisma. I think you're both generally good looking, and you guys should be on TV. I feel like Mark, I think you should write a book on this whole this whole thing about borders and.
Mark's going to have a lot more free time coming up here when his family comes back. At least in theory, he might have time to do something like that. But, you know, getting booked on TV is going to take some sort of an agent. And we have discussed perhaps raising the AMP money to hire an agent who might be able to kind of book Mark, for instance, to appear on as a talking head on places like MSNBC or Fox. But, you know, it's probably kind of tricky to break into that world. We did have a listener of ours send us a long email, a Free Talk Live amplifier, a supporter of the show, sent us a long email with details about, you know, how to do effective social networking and things like that. And one of the things he suggested was hiring a publicity firm, basically, who could go out and pitch Free Talk Live as, you know, guests, potential guests for these kinds of shows. But even he said, when I asked him further about that, he said that even though he'd paid $1,000 to this one company and they got 40-something bookings for him in a month, which sounded really awesome, it was all radio, which isn't a bad thing. It would still be extra exposure for Free Talk Live. But you know, so there's no guarantee that we throw down an X amount of dollars to hire a publicist that we're going to get on TV. And it's not like you can just snap your fingers and make something like that happen.
No, definitely not. And I think your biggest misguidance here is thinking that you have to pay an agent. If I know anything about agents, and I'm an actor, I'm in SAG, is that agents make money off you and you don't pay them. Basically, what you need to do is you need to establish, I mean, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying what I would like to see you do is, you know, establish yourself as an online, as an internet personality, a radio personality, someone with a worldwide audience that is talking about issues that no one's talking about, and an agent. If you get an agent to get you a book deal, then they will get you on TV. But you guys have no... I'm as frustrated as you guys because I've been listening since 2008. And back then I had a whole different thought of what 2016 would be like. I thought Ron Paul was going to catch on. I thought that Free Talk Live would have a TV network by 2016. And I can understand why you guys might be frustrated that it's kind of... You've been just doing the same thing.
Oh, I'm not frustrated. Mark's the only one who's frustrated.
You know, and I think Mark.
I feel great.
If you wrote a book, I mean, I am an amp, like I said, and I've been spending $3 a month for God knows how long. But you know, I think you know, calling out for your listeners for money, the way to do that is to give them a product. If you had a book, I would buy it. I would buy it for my friends. I promise you. You know, and I'm sure most of your listeners would too.
What do you think that Mark's book should be? Should it be like a biography or autobiography rather, or just like a what Mark thinks the world should look like?
That's what most radio talk show hosts do. They each chapter they'll say, this is how we should redesign this, and this is how we should redesign that. I mean, that's what I've seen.
Yeah, I think you should get a whole Rush Limbaugh mentality and say, this is what Mark Edge thinks about this issue, and do just a small issue.
No two towns should have the same name.
Oh, God. It really irritates me.
I think this whole border thing is a good one, because this is something that everybody could agree on. Everyone's annoyed by
stuff. It's the time to talk about it. If I had a borders book that I just put out a month ago, man, I would be in good shape, right?
Yeah, and if you have some booking, I could see you on Bill Maher or The Daily Show. And this is how you can get Free Talk Live out there. You know, I mean, I tell you, I'm not a radio listener. Also, nobody I know is. And I don't mean to sound like an elitist or anything, but it's old. I don't listen to radio. I listen to some podcasts, and I barely have time for that. But, you know, I catch the Daily Show's pundits, you know, and you guys are just as smart, just as qualified, more qualified. None of them, you know, most pundits on TV don't have anything. They don't have a radio show.
Well, they're not getting calls consistently 21 hours a week being pummeled by people who necessarily disagree with them, so they don't have that kind of debate skill.
Alex, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate
the kind... I absolutely think you guys understand how funny you are. You know, this, and that's where, what I went to encourage. You guys are funny, and Mark, when you that whole story, that whole recording with you on with the cop, I was laughing my butt off. I mean,
it was pretty fun. Him and the, you're talking about the Border Patrol video with Mark.
I'm still getting responses on Facebook where people are just freaking out at me. It's
what
hilarious.
Do you mean freaking out in what way?
You know, whenever people call in and you guys disagree with them, it's hilarious. And that's what I think your personality should be on TV. Like, even if people don't agree with you, even if people think you're crazy, like Rush, people think Rush Limbaugh is crazy, but they love to see him yell at people. It's just what you guys have got going, and what I think you should really
All right, well, thanks for the encouragement, Alex, and thanks for the call tonight. Welcome to the calling world of Free Talk Live. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Tim, listening in Wyoming via TuneIn. Hello, Tim. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
I was actually hoping to get on with your last guest because he was talking about Bitcoin, and he also said he made me laugh when he talked about the memory that he used to sell. Excuse me. Sorry
yep.
about that.
Roger Ver with Bitcoin.com. Yep.
Yeah, his old memory right. company is memorydealers.com.
Right. Well, but when he was saying he was selling 600, I think he said 600 megabytes or something like that. For
No, it's 8 megabytes for $600.
Right, eight megabytes for $600. I remember when I was in high school, they had a computer lab, and I'd never seen computers up close, really. This was in the early 80s, and they had a 100 kilobyte tower memory for all of the computers. 100K.
Yeah.
And kids were talking about 100K, and I thought, what is that?
Wow.
And they said, wow, this is really, it's huge. It's gigantic. And I thought, wow, this must be like the size of the building or something. I looked in there. I didn't see anything gigantic. I just looked through the window. I couldn't tell. I never got into the class, though. But now I wondered about the...
when was this?
Early 80s.
Early 80s.
Okay. Yeah, it would have to be.
In California.
I'm remembering the PC Junior was 120, about 125 or something, kilobyte RAM. And that was kind of the, you know, that was the entry level machine for people. I mean, that.
Yeah, they had cartridges. You didn't even have hard drives in those things. You had to load it with a cartridge.
These were 5 1/4 inch floppy disks. For one, and then on top of that, I think they were Apple II C's or something like that.
So, did you have did you just want to reminisce about old technology, or did you have a question, or where do you want to go with this?
Oh, are you there? Hello.
Yeah, right here.
Okay. Right here.
Oh, sorry, my headset kind of giving me trouble here.
Figure that out. We'll continue the discussion. Yeah, we can actually hear ourselves back from your headset. Would recommend unplugging it if you can. Pull over to a safe spot, and we'll come back to you here, Tim. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all...